Christopher Lee lives in a sprawling Georgian-style house surrounded by trees on a large grassy lot. The house is called the Bowl Mansion. Lee's ancestors built it more than 200 years ago. Inside, the house is crowded with antique furnishings and oil paintings.
We call this 8 generations of deferred garage sales.
The house is not just Lee's home, it's also a museum. Lee's day job is to run the museum. Lee is related by marriage to Christopher Columbus, and he's the direct descendant of some important figures in American history. One ancestor, Frank Blair, was a politician with an ironic claim to fame.
In 1856, he presided at the meeting that pulled together the, wait for it, Republican Party.
Lee says his Republican roots give him some street cred when talking to present-day Republicans. He says he's running because he shares his family's tendency to fight for a cause.
The situation in Harrisburg is one of lobbyists writing our laws, and that needs to change. We're talking about gerrymandering, voter ID laws. Those need to stop so that the will of the people is more easily expressed. And then the legislation needs to focus on our environment, our economy, and education, and get off of this all these other sideshows.
Now that the workday is over, it's time for Lee's second job, stumping for votes. He hops into his white Toyota Prius and consults his maps before he heads off down the Bowl Mansion's long driveway.
We're going to Precinct 78, North Spring Township, just next to Bellefonte.
Lee says he's visited thousands of homes since he started going door-to-door in May. He doesn't just talk to Democrats. If he wants to win, he's going to need votes from a lot of independents and Republicans, too. Lee blames the Republican skew of the district on gerrymandering, which he thinks is one of the biggest issues facing the state.
This is a gerrymandered district, 171st, designed to be won over and over by one party, designed to be a safe district so that the incumbent doesn't have to worry about his voters, and he just worries about his funders. And that's why lobbyists write our laws.
Lee has held elected office before. He served 2 terms on the Harris Township Board of Supervisors. He's also chaired the Center Regional Planning Commission and worked in other local government. He says these positions help him understand what the community wants.
I think that helps me know the values of the community, and those are the values that I want respected in Harrisburg and that I don't think are being respected right now in Harrisburg.
Lee pulls his car into a new-looking neighborhood of single-family houses and duplexes.
Okay, let's see where we are. We've got 3 people living in the same house. That's good. Hi, is this the Cowers?
The duplex is home to an Indian family. Lee introduces himself to the mother and son who come to the door.
Hi. My name is Christopher Lee. I'm a candidate for state representative.
He gives them a fact sheet about his stance on the issues. It's a simple 8x10 piece of paper printed in black and white.
Tell me, what's more important to you? Education, the environment, the economy, women's rights, voting rights?
The mother says women's rights and education.
Okay. Well, I'm running against someone who co-sponsored legislation to force ultrasound exams on women.
Lee's talking about the bill known as the Women's Right to Know Act, which could have made transvaginal ultrasounds necessary for some abortions. Benninghoff says it would have simply incorporated the newest medical technologies. The bill did not pass. Lee moves on to education.
He also voted with Governor Corbett to cut education, and it cost the Bellefonte School District, your school district, $1.1 million last year, and raised your property taxes, I think 3 or 4%. I've got some details here about that. Let's see.
Lee hands the woman 2 more fact sheets about women's issues and about education. Then Lee says his goodbyes.
As they say in politics, glad you met me.
Okay.
Lee continues to several more houses before it gets dark and he decides it's time to go home. Lee's father, Blair Lee, was governor of Maryland. And Lee has 2 other ancestors who held the very seat he's running for. But Lee says he tries to remember what his aunt told him about their lineage.
My aunt said that we have glorious ancestors. The glory is theirs.
But some more recent history is problematic for Lee. In a recent election ad published in the Center Daily Times, Lee says, quote, "Years ago, allegations were made against both of the candidates in this election." For Lee's part, in 2005, he was charged with the indecent assault of two boys. In a Center Daily Times story from 2005, Lee's lawyer, Joe Amendola, said the incident was a terrible misunderstanding. He said Lee had learned the boy was a bedwetter and, quote, Chris was concerned that he might wet the bed. He checked on him one time during the night to see if he was wet. Lee ended up taking part in the Accelerated Rehabilitative Disposition Program, or ARD, which meant the charges were dismissed. His opponent, Carrie Benninghoff, declined to comment on the charges against Lee.
I made a commitment to not address some of his issues.
Benninghoff said he didn't know what allegations against himself Lee might have been talking about. While there may have been some personal issues, a search showed no legal record against Benninghoff. Benninghoff has represented the 171st State House District for 15 years and chairs the House Finance Committee. While he won't talk about personal allegations, he happily responds to political ones. For one thing, he says those cuts to education weren't actually cuts, but the end of stimulus funds from the federal government.
They can politically call it cuts, so they can say whatever they want, but the reality is K through 12 did not get a reduction. They just did not have as much money because the federal dollars sunsetted.
Benninghoff is proud of the fact that since Governor Corbett came into office in 2011, the state has passed budgets on time and without borrowing, though he acknowledges it has meant making cuts to higher ed and social services.
We didn't have a choice. We did what prudent people do, and you balance a budget and you spend what you have and no more than that.
Benninghoff says the state needs to get creative to fix its problems. He just passed a bill called PEP, or Promoting Employment Across Pennsylvania, to try to boost employment in the state. The bill would let certain employers who take on new employees keep up to 95% of the income taxes paid by their employees.
PEP says, hey, let's let the company take the money that they normally would have mailed into Harrisburg through payroll taxes, reinvest it in their company with the idea that they have to create more jobs. I tell people this type of incentive is one they got to earn. We're not going to just give you money.
The jobs have to have a salary at or above the county average and pay at least half the employee's health insurance premiums. In earlier versions, this incentive was for companies that relocated to Pennsylvania. The final version lets companies already in the state take part as well. Detractors say the bill would pay employers to make hires they would have made anyway. The Pennsylvania Budget and Policy Center says lower corporate taxes mean individual taxpayers will pay a larger share for education, infrastructure, and social services. Benninghoff says they don't understand the bill.
We're creating jobs here, and those people who get hired pay other taxes. These companies will pay all other business taxes. So without them, we have $0 coming in. I think people need to decide whether or not they want Pennsylvania to be an old Rust Belt state or they want us to be progressive.
Whatever you think of the bill, PEP zoomed through the Pennsylvania Assembly. Benninghoff attributes some of that success to his many years in Harrisburg, learning how to get the support of fellow representatives. Voters will decide next Tuesday whether to throw their support to longtime incumbent Republican Carrie Benninghoff or to the man with the long political lineage, Democrat Christopher Lee. I'm Emily Reddy, WPSU.